branding, customizations, et cetera there. That's why it's important to be an expert at what you do and use AI to do the grunt work for you and save a lot of the basic time, but add your unique flair to everything.
Welcome to Unmiss, your go-to digital marketing hub. I'm Anatoly Ulatovsky, here with expert tips and exclusive chats to boost your online game. Let's get started.
Hello, good people. Welcome to our show. Hello, bad people. Welcome to our show. Hello, guys. Welcome. Today we are going to discuss more about AI, how you can use AI, increase results, to get more than without AI. That was simple to ignore, hard today, impossible tomorrow. And people are losing jobs because of AI. But someone who implement, who use AI, they get a lot more results. And today, if you want to get high results, you need to use this tool. I'm so excited to discuss this topic with Austin Armstrong. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on. And I got to say real quick, what a cool custom intro that you just did. I was like, oh, that's me. That's cool.
Yeah. Austin, before we start, just tell more about yourself, experience, background, and anything that can help our listeners to learn more about you.
Yeah. So I've been a digital marketer for more than half my life. I got started on social media marketing when I was 14 back on MySpace. And I've sort of been doing it ever since. Yeah, about 18, 19 years now. 10 years ago, I started doing video marketing professionally. I really got a big focus on video marketing because I just love it. I picked it up, natural, organic, focused. Fast forward to about 5 years ago, I started my first company, which is a digital marketing agency. It started as mostly SEO and website design, but it pivoted into social media marketing. And I really had exploded on TikTok, which helped my business grow. And then every other business saw me and they're like, wait, can you help us grow on TikTok? And it's been an awesome journey, man. Just enjoying social media, practicing what I preach. I've got a couple million followers on social. I'm truly blessed. And then just the beginning of this year, I started my second company, which is an AI company called Syllabi, which is a tool that basically streamlines video marketing. Everything that my agency does and everything that I've done professionally over the last 10 years with the power of AI, it basically at a lower level does everything that we do. So you mentioned at the beginning that AI is taking some jobs. Well, I kind of have built the company to put my first company out of business. So
you have
to innovate and stay on the cutting edge, but that's the last 18 years of my life in a short elevator pitch for you.
Yeah. Awesome. You mentioned about MySpace for young audience who doesn't know what MySpace was. That was social media before Facebook. Then Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook. And yeah, today we have no MySpace. And yeah, it's competition. That's cool. And I see this book, Get TikTok Famous Fast, on your background. Yeah. Interesting about this book. You know, what about TikTok? I removed for a while this social media because it's only one social media that can learn my mind. I don't know how. You know, I can't stop watching all these videos. I usually do it in bathroom. Then when I get back, I keep watching these videos. And I have no time to watch all these great videos. And what I like on TikTok, you don't need to use promotion, hard promotion, like on LinkedIn, Google, everywhere. On TikTok, you need to film content to be consistent, to stand out from the rest. Yeah, awesome, awesome, love it. Austin, let's talk about AI more.
Sure.
According to data, I don't remember exactly the number, but around 5% of people lost their jobs because of AI. But I think the main reason it's not because of AI. It's because someone can ignore this tool. You can't outperform others who use this tool. And I use AI a lot. I increase my results a lot. I use AI for generating text, for crypto prices, for many things. We create tools with AI and we implement a lot. I love this tool because of increasing productivity. Can you tell for someone who is not familiar with AI? I think everyone heard about AI in Terminators or Matrix, but about modern AI, when everyone can use this tool, where to start? How to start learning about AI?
Yeah, there's a lot that we can jump into there, and I think unfortunately there will be some jobs that are taken, but I think the important thing here is it's not AI itself that's taking jobs. It's the people that embrace this technology that are going to take this job. This is the newest frontier of technology, and really the greatest leap forward in technology, arguably since the internet itself. You know, while there were other big booms like, crypto, which is still around, but it's kind of tapered off quite a bit, NFTs and Web3, there was a big talk about it for a long time, and it's still important technology that's around, but it kind of is subdued right now because it wasn't as easily acceptable to the mass people around the world. It's not as easily acceptable. It's a little difficult barrier to entry, and you have to be a little technologically savvy. That's not the case with AI. When a lot of these, I started really jumping into this about 3 years ago when DALL-E came out, the text to image generator from OpenAI. And I'm a big sci-fi fan, but that's when it really got my attention of all of these tools. And then ChatGPT came out and it just blew the lid open on everything, right? And it was immediately accessible to everybody and really easy to use with immediate benefits that you can see in your everyday life. And that's why that we're in this AI boom. And so really, I mean, that's the best place to start. Is I always recommend just start with ChatGPT. I mean, it's so easy. You can just log in for its free tool. You just sign up with your email or Gmail or whatever you want to use and start chatting with it. And it's much more advanced than you think it is. Spend some time, treat it like an expert. You can dive into it if you pay for it, which is incredibly affordable as well. $20 a month it's a no-brainer. $20 a month you can train it on yourself. You can create a clone of yourself. You can have a personal assistant. You can use it to write anything. You can use it to assess PDFs, read images. It's multimodal now. They just added DALL-E 3, which is arguably the best text to image generator now, and it gets text on the actual images, correct? So there's a million and one AI tools out there for every use case that can make your life or little tasks infinitely easier, but definitely start with ChatGPT. And if you don't know how to use ChatGPT, you don't know where to begin, the craziest thing is you can ask it. You say, I'm new to ChatGPT. Well, how can you help me? What questions should I ask you? And it will literally tell you how to use it, how to get started.
Yeah, awesome. Valuable. Austin, I want to tell why I like digital marketing, because I remember a few guys told me it's boring. It's not boring. It's creative. It's very creative niche. And what I like in digital marketing, that we need to adapt fast. Because today, almost 100% of marketers, I can't say everyone, but I think it's close to this number, use AI or adapt to AI. It's not the same with other niches. For example, in accounting, I spoke with my two brothers. They earn good money in accounting, and nothing changed in this niche for 20 years. they don't adapt to AI. If I remember, like 25% of all occupations are only adapted to AI. 75% still ignore. In marketing, you can't use one channel. It works today. Okay, great. But all competitors will jump to something that works. To destroy channels. When I started pay-per-click, I paid 5-10 cents per click. Today I need to pay $5-$10, 100 times more. It still works, but not cheap anymore. And you need to stand out from the rest with unique proposition, unique products if you wanna sell on pay-per-click. And AI is a must-have in digital marketing. I wanna ask about how to write these prompts. We have a bunch of best practices. We have you can play yourself, you know, with this tool. I usually do it every single day, you know, to think how I can write. But tell your methods, how you use AI. I mean, what kind of prompts do you usually write?
Yeah. So for anybody that's not aware, the prompts are basically what you type in, and then it gives you back what you type in, right? And the more specific that you can be, the better here. One of my favorite things about ChatGPT is that you can set, you know, you can type in a prompt and you can say at the bottom, make this prompt better to accomplish your goal. Here's your goal. And so if you don't know how to write the best prompts, again, you can use ChatGPT to have it create better prompts for you. There's a bunch of like prompt tools out there too. Prompt Hero is one that comes to mind. But like, let me pull it up real quick, and I can share some of my my use cases, perhaps. So like, I've trained it on myself before. I'm a public speaker, so I just did a presentation at SEMA, for instance. And I want to see where that one was, for instance. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick.
Okay, you can pull and explain to audio listeners as well, because we have two formats, live stream, video format, and audio format. So for Apple, Spotify, Google, yeah.
We have quite a lot that, this might take too long, because I use it for my business. But nonetheless, so I use it quite often to say, you are a, so tell ChatGPT, frame it who you want it to be as. So you are an expert copywriter, you are a digital marketer, you are an aftermarket car parts dealer, you are a therapist, you are, etc. Define who you want it to act as, and it will give you better information on that. Then you can say your goal is to do X, Y, and Z, right? So you are acting as this, you your goal is to accomplish this. You can say, use this information, use this PDF. If you're on the pro version, you can upload a PDF file or a document or an image. And then you can say, you know, present this information in a table, for instance, and it'll give you the information in a spreadsheet, just as a loose example. But those are some of the basic ways that I'm prompting right now. Or if we're doing like script engineering for video scripts or something like that, you can give it examples as well. You can say, you know, you are an expert script writer. Your goal is to create 30 days worth of video scripts on X, Y, and Z topics. Every script should be should fit this format. It should have a strong opening hook that stops the scroll. Here's five examples of good opening hooks that you can use, and then propose a problem of that addresses the opening hook, provide a solution to the problem, and then a call to action. And here's examples of good opening hooks, good call to actions. For instance, present the information in a table, and it'll take that giant prompt, right, of, you know, it's acting as a script writer. It's generating a perfect script for you on all of these topics in this order. It presents the information in an easy to understand table or spreadsheet that you can then export. And then you can revise it if you want. Say, make this a little bit more compelling. Make the opening hook a little stronger. Make it a little more clickbaity or something like that. But those are some of the ways top of mind that I use it and how I prompt.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Austin, I want to ask about one question that I usually get from my audience about having experience with specific topic. For example, I try to create great content about niches, weight loss, accounting, and I failed because I know a little bit about such topics. I think it's important to have experience. For example, if you ask me to write good content about SEO or digital marketing, I can. You don't need to ask. I usually do it every single day, you know, on ChatGPT. But I think it's still important to know the topic, even to focus more, because you can't create great content without knowing the topic, because it's not only writing prompts. Writing prompts demands experience as well, but even editing this, can you tell from your experience how it's important to know the topic before jumping with AI?
Yeah, 100% for a couple reasons. One time, because for instance, AI can what's called hallucinate, and it'll make up information that's incorrect sometimes to justify its means. And to so, firstly, there it's important to know what you're creating content about, so that you can fact check it, because it might present you information that's wrong, and then if you put that up, or you just copy and paste it in a blog article, or you read the script word for word or something like that, and it's wrong information, you're going to get chewed apart. You're going to get eaten alive by the viewers of that content, right? It's also just important as well to not one-for-one copy AI content, in my opinion. You know, use it as a great time-saving tool. Use it to overcome writer's block or brain blockages or anything that you're creating content on or doing. If you're, you know, analyzing spreadsheets or PDFs, if you're like lawyers, oh, it froze or something there. It like reset.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Gotcha. There's a lot of lawyers using it to, you know, feed in spreadsheets of data and then asking it to summarize. So you use these as tools to save you a lot of time, but don't one-to-one copy it. So use it to generate outlines, use it to generate the initial script or body of content, but then go in and add your expertise, add your customization to it. That's how you're going to get more productive, increased output, better results, because you're going to rapidly be able to outpace all of your competitors in any industry. It doesn't matter if you're in digital marketing or any industry. If you use these tools to save you a lot of time and then customize it, add in your unique perspectives, add in your own jargon, verbiage, words for your industry, phrases that you say, branding, customizations, et cetera, there. That's why it's important to be an expert at what you do and use AI to do the grunt work for you and save a lot of the basic time, but add your unique flair to everything.
Awesome. Austin, I opened your LinkedIn profile because I love opening LinkedIn profiles. And I checked information about your company, that Syllabi helps to create a content strategy for social media in minutes. Can you tell how to do it, how to create content strategy for in minutes?
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, we built Syllabi to address basically every problem that a business owner has that prevents them from creating content. I have worked with hundreds of businesses over the last decade. And so, you know, a lot of the core problems are, I don't know what topics to create. I don't know what to say in my video. I need help staying consistent and accountable. I don't like being on camera, and maybe I don't have the budget to hire a marketing agency or an internal team, or I don't have the time to figure all this stuff out myself. And so we've really streamlined the entire process in Syllabi. And so upon signing up for it, all you need to do is enter in a keyword or a topic related to what you do, what your business does, and it'll show you all of the questions that your customers are searching for online with data behind it. If you're familiar with an SEO keyword research tool, it basically acts like that. It'll show you all of the questions. So you can choose one of those topics that you'd like to create content for. And with the click of a button, it'll generate an outline and a video script around that particular question for your custom or for your target audience. You can control the tone of voice, the style of the video, the length of the video script. And then from there, if you don't like being on camera, we have the technology of basically deep fakes, but we're calling them real clones. So we have avatars built in there that look and sound like real humans. This is insane AI technology, really cool stuff. But we also have the ability to create a real clone of yourself, for instance. If you don't like being on camera, but you still want to be the spokesperson, you can feed that script into it. And with one click of a button, it'll generate a video for you of an avatar reading that script. And then we have a built-in video editor in there as well. So you can add your branding, you can add your B-roll footage, images, text on screen, anything that you want there. And then we have direct social media scheduling as well. So you can link your social media profiles and publish it directly to your platforms as well. And then we have a content calendar and consistency tracker. So you can organize everything, mark it as complete, and stay consistent. And so to kind of summarize there, everything from what topics do I create for my audience? What do I say in the video with the video script? Actually creating the video, editing the video, and publishing the video.
Awesome, awesome. I want to ask more about consistency. I think you know this word well, because having a million followers, and I don't know how to get overnight success. And most content creators give up. According to data, they give up because they feel, okay, I create content, get a million followers, but it takes time. I don't know how to become an Instagram star for a few weeks. It takes years of hard work, you know, to get these results, to deserve recognition. When you create content from scratch, usually get low engagement, almost nothing. For example, Mr. Beast, when he started filming videos on YouTube, he couldn't get results for 18 months. So he got only 1,000 subscribers after 18 months. He didn't give up. You know, he kept learning how it works, improved, and today everyone knows Mr. Beast, you know, around 200 million subscribers on YouTube. Can you tell about consistency? If someone wanna grow audience, but even to create strategy by using your tool, but how to be consistent? How don't give up during the process when nobody cares about your content, when you have a few likes, comments, nothing special? So your tips about that.
Oh, I have so much. I could do a whole podcast episode just about the importance of consistency. It is the most important thing in your life, period. No matter what you do, consistency matters. Consistency to obtain any skill. Like we walk because we were consistently falling and trying to stand up again as babies and then falling and then standing up and continuing to walk. It's consistency is literally the most important thing to anything that you do. We're speaking together in a professional manner to educate people because we've practiced and stayed consistent with speaking. It's literally the fiber of everything that we do. And so to give up is absurd because it takes time. Everything that we have learned, at anything that we've become proficient in, you have to stay consistent. I love the Mr. Beast example. I mean, I have been consistent since I started on social media. It took 15 years for me to be an overnight success, 15 years of social media creation before and platforms have come and failed before TikTok came and that resonated with me. It all clicked and my TikTok exploded. On YouTube, it took me 3 years to get to 5,000 subscribers with over 600 videos posted, 600 videos. And then something clicked, you know, Shorts rolled out and I really figured out YouTube Shorts. And in 3 days, it went from 5,000 to 100,000 subscribers. And I got my first YouTube play button here. And in the last 12 months, it's gone from that 5,000 to almost 600,000 YouTube subscribers. But it's because I never gave up. I continued to, you know, test and just see the long-term vision of what I wanted to accomplish and just have a trust and faith that one day it's going to click. As long as I continue to stay consistent, try to improve, you know, improve 1% every single day, you will learn and you look back and you say, wow, I'm so much better now than I was a year ago, than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, et cetera, right? Because you just can stay consistent and continue to learn. You know, some mindset shift things too, like when you're just getting started, like you were saying, yeah, you only might get a couple likes or views or something like that. And we get in this comparison trap of comparing us to other people and saying, you know, why do they get 1,000 views, but I only get 100 views? And, but you know what, if we take that online number and we put it in a room, right? If you're speaking in a room of 100 people, that's a lot of people, right? Most people can't comprehend what 1 million people looks like in real life. That's like 10 football stadiums. I was at Ohio State game for homecoming a couple of weeks ago, and there was 120,000 people in the stadium, and it was insane. It was massive. And I'm like, wow. You know, I've had videos do, you know, 20 million views, and I'm sitting in my head and I'm like, oh my God, that's like 2,000 of these stadiums full of people. I can't comprehend that. Right. So it's just a mindset shift of like, even if your videos are getting 100 views, 200 views, that's 200 people that saw your content. Start there. It all starts with the audience. Start with that clarity of, you know, even if it's just one person, what do you want to get across to that person? You know, you don't need, if you're trying to grow your business, you don't need these viral numbers. You just need to hit that one right person that your message resonate with. And then they call you and they sign up for your whatever priced package. You know, it's all a mindset shift. And the last thing that I'll end on there, because I could go on a long-winded rant forever, is perfectionism is procrastination. Your content does not need to be perfect. It'll never be perfect. Improve over time. You don't need the perfect gear to create content. You don't need to spend, you know, 1 million hours on everything. That is going to resonate with some people. Some people are like, no, everything has to be perfect. That's the way I am. Stop it. Just start creating content. If you think that everything needs to be perfect, you're just wasting time that could be going to create content. And most of the time anyway, it's the natural video where you just whip out your phone and just say something off the top of your head that really is a core message and resonates with somebody, that performs better than the video that you spent weeks on editing, shooting perfect content, the whole nine yards. Oh, hi, kitty. but yeah, perfectionism is procrastination. We live in a world right now of online content that more is the better approach, in my opinion. And that's from seeing and posting thousands, tens of thousands of videos over the years. Just create more content, stay consistent with it.
Yeah, love it, love it. Yeah, I agree. You can't get fast results, but if you love the process, you need to love it. It's like people watch TV 6 hours a day. 6 hours a day. They don't expect when someone will pay money for their hobbies. It's the same with creating content. You need to love creating content. Don't expect results. Forget about results. In the beginning, just love the process. Enjoy. If you enjoy, you can. Results will come. Money will come. Everything will come. But you need to be consistent. And for me, it's not bad to give up if you hate it. Everyone can make a wrong choice. And I remember when I invested a lot of resources in one company. I found a gap in market, big gap. And I had the feeling I can fill this gap. We hired a lot of people, invested money. 3 years of investing to this project, I gave up. I gave up because I hated Monday. I love Friday. And I got it. I can't go ahead with that. And for me, it's not bad to give up if you hate it. If you enjoy, you don't need to suffer. You need to love it. For example, if you can't film videos, write. Stephen King doesn't film short videos on TikTok. He can write because it's his strong side. He loves writing. So you need to find your strong side, where you can enjoy. Even if it's not your strong side, but you love the process, results will come and skills will come. Yeah, awesome. I agree, Austin. Love it, love it. I want to ask about mistakes. You know, I made a lot of terrible mistakes. I keep doing them. And it's part of the process in marketing to fail, to analyze, to experiment. Tell mistakes that we can avoid before doing something from your experience?
So many. The my biggest mistake, which is a lesson learned, I love the mindset shift of not failures but lessons learned. There's always a lesson to be learned from every failure. So when I was really early on in video production, like year one, I had this opportunity to go shoot a bunch of footage with this cast that ended up winning the Oscar for best short film. Best short film of the year. And I went out there with only my camera equipment that I had at the time, which was one tripod, one DSLR camera, one battery, and one microphone for about 10 people. And battery died. The whole thing was a failure, epic failure. Because I'd never gone on like a big shoot like that before. I got this, but I didn't know what I didn't know, of course. And so, you know, battery dies and we have to, you know, pause everything and wait 30 minutes for the battery to charge up and then press record again. The footage was not good. The audio was not good. And so I learned so many lessons that the whole thing was a failure and a wash. But I learned a lesson that day to, you know, over-prepare, bring extra equipment necessary, plan more ahead. That was a huge failure. But I mean, even as far as content too, like there's some things that you can get into early on, like when you know, when 360 cameras first came out on the scene, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be the biggest thing ever. This is gonna change the world. Virtual reality is here. the Oculus headset came out and 360 cameras came out, and I'm like, this is going to revolutionize every industry. And so at the time I was working in and I still do behavioral health, so with therapists and addiction treatment centers and clients like that. And so I'm like, this is going to revolutionize therapy, because people will no longer have to go into a live therapy session. They can put on a headset and be in a therapist's office and room and have a therapy session from the comfort of their own home. And that really sounded rational. And the crazy thing is, like, we're now seeing more of that, but we were doing this like 8 years ago or seven, 8 years ago. And it was just too early. So like YouTube had just rolled out 360 videos. And so we like contracted with a bunch of therapists and treatment centers and stuff. And we did all these mock therapy sessions. I literally like strapped a 360 camera on a helmet on my head and sat down, and we did mock therapy sessions and recorded. And we invested a lot of money and into the gear and the time and to get the talent and all this stuff. And it really was just way too early, and it was a wash. But I learned a lot of cool things from that process and built a lot of connections. As far as immediate things that you can implement too, that I've learned is that, you know, when you're creating content, especially for short form vertical video, so like TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, etc., the attention span is so short. And the blunt reality here is that nobody gives a crap who you are or what you do. They care about the benefit that they are going to take away from that video that they are watching, the information. And so never open up a video by saying, "Hi, I'm Austin. I'm CEO of Syllabi. And in this video, I'm going to," you've already lost them. The attention span's like 2 seconds. So you have to immediately open them up. So instead, like if I'm promoting Syllabi, I could start that video up like, "Here's how to create 30 days of content in 5 minutes, right? Like that's either going to be really resonating with them or they don't care about it, right? So I'm pre-qualifying them with that opening hook. Make it all about them. You know, give your best information away for free. People aren't stupid. They know how to go to your profile if they want to contact you for more. They know how to click on that link. They know how to send you a message. Just focus on creating unbelievable, free, valuable content that your target audience is resonating with. Cut out the intros. Nobody gives a shit about you. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on the podcast, but nobody gives a crap about you. Make it all about the audience.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I couldn't agree more. According to data, 80% of users leave YouTube videos in the first 20 seconds. On TikTok, I often scroll like this, you know, move fast with my finger because it's boring. And I have one question about creating non-boring content. For example, if we speak about B2B, I have many big companies who can bring something new, valuable stuff. But if it's boring, people leave it. Can hook attention in the beginning, but most people are impatient. They wanna get first. They wanna get value in the beginning. Can you tell how to create non-boring video content that entertain a little bit? Okay, we don't need to be like Kevin Hart or any other actors, but anyway, we need to engage. I mean, like to attract people. So, any tips about that?
Yeah. So, one is just bring your energy level up, you know, over, especially in short form content. If you're a monotone, slow talking person like this, that's going to create boring content. Right. So just bring it up, you know, like over exaggerate. Like I'll do content like these five websites feel illegal to know. And like, I don't, you know, talk like that, but I'm energizing you, right? Like this website is going to change the world as we know it. You know, it's like over-animated. There's energy transfer, right? Even in video content and resonate. If your energy is high, you're going to transmit that to the viewer, and their energy is going to be high and excited too. And then keep that sustained throughout. But rather than just having like one long shot saying like a paragraph of content, break it up. So every 3 to 5 seconds should be a different thing on the screen. It should be a different scene, a different cut, throw some text on screen, an image, and another example. Say the content headline by headline, or one or maybe two sentences max, rather than a long drawn out paragraph. You know, have it be bullet points, like in an SEO blog article, right? You have your table of contents at the top, right? Think about the short form content as a table of content. Focus on it that way. If you go to this website, it's going to blow up the world, right? Here's value one. Here's value two. Here's value three. If you have any questions about it, let me know in the comments, right? And so it's just headline, shot, different shots. It triggers the dopamine receptors in the head, right? That's an important thing too. When we get bored and there's unlimited content, we swipe up because it's a very simple action to swipe up to the next video, right? So you have to constantly be re-hooking their attention through what you're showing on screen and what you're saying as well. So you can work in little micro hooks in your content, like, but that's nothing compared to this. Or, you know, one of my better video series, for instance, to hold the attention is if you stack these three websites together, it's going to scare you, right? And then so I'll show a website number one, and then I'll rehook them by saying, but if you stack that with this next website, right? And then it re-engages them to continue to see what's happening next, right? And then, you know, and for the third website, I'll be like, but then if you stack both of those with this, right? And it rehooks them again and holds their attention span throughout. So if you work in some of those little tricks, your content is going to perform a lot better. You're going to increase your view duration, which is one of the most important things, and your content will not be boring.
Awesome. Awesome. Valuable. Austin, I have two questions left. I have a bunch of questions, but guys, if you want to learn more from Austin, you can subscribe to all his channels, YouTube, TikTok, everywhere, and keep learning. Ask a lot of questions in the comments. I have the question about your experience. What I found, I usually get great results with customers who understand what I do. For example, if they understand why we need to create high quality content, why we need to think more about human being than about algorithms, why it's important to use AI and how to use it smart, we can get good results. But if customers can think that some specialists can decide all their problems, it's not like this. It's the same like if someone wants to lose weight, you can find the best coach, the best mentor. But if you don't eat healthy food, don't drink water, don't go to the gym, you can't get results. Let's imagine you started today from scratch without any experience, knowledge, skills. You didn't film any video for TikTok, YouTube. It's your first day. What will you do today if you started from scratch?
Wow, that's such a good question. I would probably study what other people are doing really heavily. I'm a big advocate for continued education in your space and surrounding yourself with the best. And so I go to a lot of conferences right now, digital marketing conferences all around the country. I network with people online as well. Like those conferences extend into online communities and groups that you chat with people all the time. And so putting yourself, like you're the sum of the five people that you surround yourself most with, right? As the saying goes, or I think that's statistically proven, or maybe it's just something that people say. But surround yourself with the people that you want to be like. Study your competitors and then start taking action immediately and just improve. I mean, that's what I've done, and that's probably what I would do again. You know, study from the best, apply that to whatever my goal is, whatever I want to accomplish, and just get to work and start grinding it out.
Awesome. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's like Leo Messi. He doesn't read books how to play soccer. He hits the ball like 1,000 times a day, you know. So yeah. it's more about practice, acting. Yes, we need to learn, but 80% of time to act, you know, because results are coming from actions. And my final question about the future, I want to ask you, take your crystal ball and let us know what kind of future will be.
Well, with how fast everything in AI is moving, I mean, even in just the last year, it has been a fascinating explosion. We've seen this technology all around the world. I think it's going to speed up all technology. You know, the internet connected all of us, right? AI is leveling all of us up even more, because now we have information that can be applied and implemented for us faster than even Google. So my big thing, like, I'm a big sci-fi and like even like anime watcher and nerd. I think this is going to lead to like the space age. I think AI is going to lead us to the space age faster than it previously was. But it's going to connect the world even more too. I mean, through real-time translation. Through Google and Facebook, large language model called Llama. I just got these AI glasses, actually, but these are pretty cool. But what they're promising, that it has AI built into them, really cool technology. It's like a personal assistant that you wear. But what they promised next year is that it'll translate menus and text in real time for you. You can ask it, you know, hey, what am I looking at? And it'll tell you in real time. Google Buds, which I also have next to me, has Google Translate built into them. So we can communicate with people in different languages. And with all of this advancement of technology and connection and communication with everybody, everything is going to speed up rapidly. So as fast as we've seen technology boom, it's gonna 100x explode over the next 10 years. I think our world's gonna be unrecognizable in less than 10 years.
Yeah, awesome. I think technologies are growing fast. The world will be different, but people are the same. I think we have time before Terminators will kill all human beings, but today. Human psychology is the same. I love books written before digital. All offers try to satisfy human being, not algorithms. And all insights work today well. So if and marketers on TV and radio didn't lose their jobs. They adapted to digital. Whatever happens, whatever will be, you can adapt in digital marketing. It's very important. Just adapt faster than your competitors. Then results will come. Austin, it's a big pleasure to get on my show. I love it. So valuable. Tell the best way how to keep learning from you, how to reach out to you, how to subscribe to all your channels.
Thank you so much for having me on, my friend. It's been a pleasure. Yeah, I mean, check out my website, syllabi.io. That's syllaby.io. You can sign up for a free trial. If you want to find me on social media, at SocialTPro, you'll find me across the board on there, or Austin Armstrong, LinkedIn, Facebook. You'll find me there. Happy to chat with you. Any questions you have, I try to respond to every comment and every message that I get.
Awesome. Nice. Nice. Guys, you can find all the links in the description below. Listen to us on Apple, Google, Spotify. Thanks again. Love it. So valuable. I'm going to follow all your channels because I need more valuable insights. Guys, I recommend to anyone to follow Austin on social media, on YouTube, on TikTok, everywhere. Keep learning. And remember, it's not about learning. It's more about practice. So learn and act. Implement. Then results will come. Okay, guys, love you. See you.
Thanks for tuning in to Unmiss. Enjoyed the show? Drop us a review on your favorite platform and help us spread the digital marketing wisdom. See you next episode.